Testing. All right. I think we got a podcast. Maybe it's not dead. I will take whoever said its advice and just do it less often and probably for shorter amounts of time. Much more sporadically. So you never know what it'll happen. It'll just pop up on you, appear, oh hey, Jean-Luc walking, pop. Doesn't that sound like the most amazing thing ever? But, you know, see, problem is I still don't have things to talk about. I mean, I can talk about my alternate form of exercise that I'm doing, right? Which is, oh my gosh, these people are going fast and stopping fast, and I don't know why I'm talking like that, but you know. Oh, and the gas leaking, that sounds like gas leaking, it's labeled gas and has hissing, but it's done that for like years, so I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before too. I hope it's not too bad on the audio. Like if it's, you know, if it's background noise, it's fine, it's like adding to the atmosphere. Oh man. This shit he's talking about, it's actually like making noise, it's crazy. But if it's like really annoying loud, that could be bad, you know. And as you know, I put absolutely zero effort into these podcasts, so don't expect it to be edited out if it was loud. Honesty. I mean, I guess technically it's not zero effort because I have to like think and do stuff to record, but you know. But anyway, so, oh my gosh, finally, you know what I did? I forgot to bring up the Jean-Luc walking thread. I know, right? It's because this was actually kind of spontaneous because I happened to bring my coat that happened to have the little microphone in it. But thing that I did is that I finally got a new phone. And this finally new phone that I got actually works. It properly connects to the mobile network and allows me to use data. Which means I can totally open up the Jean-Luc walking thread. Well, I mean, I have to go find it, but you know. And read out, I mean, I've already read everything, well, unless there was something new recently, but I do read it, like, not just while I'm recording. Although, I don't know, that'd be interesting to, there's kind of lots of people around, so they're probably going to look at me weird. Well, I think we've been over this, but, I don't know. Can't do two things at once, gosh, can I? But yeah, I got a new phone, new service provider, new all that stuff. And yeah, it's good. It's awesome. Automatic caution doors that opened for me. I never got that. These designers who assume that I read from center out. You know? It's not how I read. Last I checked. But, you know. What is this thread that I loaded up? It just happened to, like... Oh, that thread, I see. Okay, anyway, so now I have to find Jean-Luc walking, blah blah blah. Oh shit, I'm not even logged in. That is kind of weird, maybe it dropped the cookies or something, I don't know. That's the wrong username. Jean-Luc, I know my own username. Do I remember my password? be really weird if I don't remember. Oh, damn. Huh. There we go. Successfully logged in. I'm a pro at this. This whole logging in thing. Should be my job. My job is to log into things for people. Also, I thought I turned off the rear dark notices things. Zzzz. You know? I thought I did, but apparently not.
Never.
Hey, cookies. I love me some cookies. Why is this not, like, working? Hello? There we go. John Luke walking. Finally. Alright, so there's my post that says it's dead. Record video and replace audio. I mean, do you really want to see hairy legs? Because, I mean, I guess if you do, I can. Oh, and the video you linked, I can't do that. I think I just haven't been doing it long enough. Interesting. My main problem right now is just stamina, which I guess makes sense. But I have the skills to complete a map, but I just can't keep enough energy throughout the whole thing. You know, so gotta practice that. Makes sense, right? Oh man. So that one was from Tewi. And then this is the name that I never know how to pronounce. Vosayu. One of those was probably correct. Says, I do enjoy the podcast, so I listen if you continue. Well, I'm continuing apparently, but I am doing what Tui recommended, and doing it less often. Interestingly, the podcast was kind of the same thing of like, it's dead. Oh, but I still want to do more. I guess I'll keep doing more, and then I forgot about it, and then procrastinated, and then that made it longer between the episodes. Funny how that works. Why? There are only Valentine's cookies. What the hell? No other type of cookie exists, apparently, besides Valentine's cookies. That looks interesting. Buying junk food. Maybe we shouldn't be drinking giant bunk food. Blah, blah. I can't unlock my phone. There we go. Still on the first of Jean Luc dancing. I've really created a brand there. Jean Luc Verb. Man, that's a good brand. That is so bizarre. Okay, so I'm at like the vegetable section, right? And they just have speakers to play thunder noises. And then they spray the vegetable produce. I guess it's supposed to be a storm or whatever, but that's just crazy. Crazy people. Thunder scared me almost. Uh. Mommy, I'm scared of the thunder. Don't worry, honey, it's actually fake thunder. Mommy, I'm scared of the fake thunder.
Ah, fuck. But yeah, I've been dancing in Stepmania because that's the free open source one. So that's cool. Bought a dance mat and everything. I forced myself to buy the cheap one because I wasn't sure if I was gonna actually do it. And I've made that mistake once already of buying something for exercise and then not actually using it. Which was a treadmill that I never used. It just, yeah. And so that was a lot of money. Lots of money. Basically, well, it was a sort of a group buy. I went in with a few other people, so they use it. So that's good, but I don't use it because I really don't like it. I much prefer simply going outside, which, as you know, I do occasionally. But yeah. But I like dancing, quote unquote, better. I always put it in quotes somehow because no matter how you look at it, it is not dancing. It's like moving your feet on these certain pads in certain patterns. It's just not quite. It's its own thing, you know. I wish there was a name for it. Rhythm dancing? No. Like, now I have to think of a name for it. Step dancing? Foot rhythm? Rhythm foot? Rhythm feet? Ooh, that's even a pun, because it's like a feat, you know? Like, you accomplished a feat of dancing, but it's also your feet. So rhythm feet. Ooh, I think I'm a genius. Rhythm feet. The question, of course, now is which candy should I get? Could get that candy, or just there's so many options, you know? So I'm gonna get both, because that's healthy. Yeah. And hopefully, if they have self-checkout open, then I don't have to stop recording. You know. I think self-checkout's just around here, hopefully. Tell me they have self-checkout. Do they not have? Surely they have it. What? They don't have self-checkout? What kind of store is this? That's ridiculous. I'm gonna sue them or something. For not having a self-checkout. You can sue someone for that, right? Now, can you imagine if that was a requirement? Basically means you couldn't start a business, because, I mean, self-checkout machines, I'm sure, are expensive. It also means you have to have absolutely everything cataloged, and, oh man. But anyway, I'm gonna pause it for now and then check out and stuff, and yeah, I'll be back to you in a bit. Hello. Alright. I have purchased my items. Aren't you so proud of me? Able to operate in society and purchase items. It's like, I'm a professional item purchaser. No, wait. You're only professional if you get paid to do something. Well, it depends on which definition you use. I use my own definition, so yeah, I'm professional. Anyway, apparently people are, I just looked at my phone, the recent threads and Tulpa info, which I haven't been looking at as much, just because I basically just turned off emails from Tulpa.info, which, I actually need to make private messages not do that, but it's just interesting how I now look at it a lot less, but I still, you know, check it regularly, you know, but, still miss stuff sometimes, and yeah, I remember posting Tulpa podcast and be like, no one commented on it, it's obviously horrible, blah, 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 because, you know, those are the irrational thoughts that always go through my head when I post something. And, tell you what, super secret behind the scenes info for, Jean-Luc Locking listeners, aka you. There's another podcast already in the pipeline. So, if you're wanting to record a podcast with me, the answer is no. nothing personal. It's just, really need to keep it down to just one podcast at a time. One episode, you know. But yeah. So, next episode needs to be edited and stuff. It's been a long time since it was recorded. The, you know, it's funny. Matt Scintilla, who I interview / talk about in the most recent Tulpa podcast, he originally emailed me asking to be on the, or private messaged me, in September. And I don't think I even replied. I should have, because I was certainly interested, but I already had other people. And then a while later, I don't even know, I can't really check. A while later after that, I'm like, hey, I got a spot available, you want to record? He's like, yeah. I'm like, cool. And then we recorded, and then I procrastinated, and then I procrastinated, and then I procrastinated. And then I finally got the stupid podcast out. But, see, I really enjoy recording them. I don't so much enjoy editing them. So maybe I'll do less editing? I keep thinking I'm going to. Oh, and there were comments about less severe jump cuts, which were hard because there was stuff I needed to edit out due to like necessity, not just niceness, basically. Well, that was annoying. But hopefully that won't be a problem on the next one. But, you know. See, I'm still running out of stuff to talk about. You want just background noise? I have the beautiful sound of cars driving by. And the, stuff. I don't know. What can you hear when there's not a car driving by? I have no idea. Like, I know what I can hear. You can probably hear the bag. You know, that bag. But Maybe you can hear cars far away? Because I don't know. Because the microphone, especially at quietness levels like this, it's a lot different than the human ear. I don't know. So you have to tell me what you can hear. Because, as you know, I don't listen to this. I may or may not be eating junk food as I'm walking. Don't worry about it. Specifically the junk food that I just purchased. That I can't get open because I'm wearing gloves. Yeah. Almost. Maybe I just take my gloves off temporarily. Okay, this bag is just being really difficult. Jeez. There we go. God damn. Now my hand's cold. You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if my secret identity was revealed. And like, honestly, I would be fine with revealing to you guys who I was, because like, yeah, it's fine. The problem is the other way around. It's revealing to people who know me in real life as a Tulpamancer. And unfortunately, I can't really do one without the other, because if I like post on Tulpal.info, oh, I'm so-and-so, then, you know, someone who didn't like me might search my name, find people I know, and tell them all about it. And you know, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing, but maybe it would. It's a toss-up. Yeah. I think it's definitely likely that people just wouldn't care, or wouldn't care enough to be anything bad, you know. The people I'd worry about the most would probably actually be my work, which would be a really quite a toss-up of, you know, maybe they'd be fine with it, they'd just give me a weird look and say, hey, you do a good job, keep going. Or maybe they'd say, what the fuck, this guy is crazy, we need him out of here ASAP, you know. I'd certainly prefer the first option there, you know, if you couldn't guess. But I really want to, you know? It's annoying having to be all secretive and stuff. Like, what if I record something under my real name? Can that recording then be matched up? And then someone can find out, like, wouldn't that be bad? It might be bad. Then again, it might not, for reasons previously mentioned. Should I have been applying a voice changer this whole time so that people couldn't recognize my voice? Too late now, but... I don't know. This is annoying. Funnily enough, I'm sort of relying on Tulsa's info being small. Small enough that no one who knows me will discover me on Tulsa that info by my voice. It's worked so far. But you know what's really weird to think about? It's totally possible that someone I know is a Tulpamancer or something similar of some sort. And I don't even know about it. Because we're both being secretive about it. Because we're crazy. Yeah. Don't want to risk, you know, I can't speak for some reason. Words just don't come out of my mouth. Or rather, the words to say to express what I want to mean are not coming to mind. Except for now, when I'm talking about meta, like meta-talking, then it works just fine. God damn it, brain, why do you have to be so inconsistent? Although, inconsistently working is certainly better than not working at all. So, you know, I like being able to speak. It's a hobby of mine. Communication, you know. Guess one thing you can hear without the cars is my breathing. I'm sure it's... Like, honestly, I get really annoyed listening to breathing because my breathing, no matter what, always wants to sync up with that breathing. And it really bothers me. Especially because I don't want to sync up because, like, the amount of air they need and the amount of air I need are completely different 99% of the time. And so if I did sync up my breath, it would, like, it would be bad. Like, I just... So I don't know. Do you people experience the same thing? Also, apparently people really do listen to the end on Tell Podcast. I just assume people didn't. They just get bored or something. I mean, I guess once you've really started listening, as long as you have time, you're probably gonna finish. You know? If they get past the first 10 minutes or something, it's unlikely that they're gonna stop, you know? Makes sense. But for some reason, nobody seems to remember the completely bizarre drum transition on, I think it was the first episode. I swear I've talked about this before already. Yeah, I definitely have somewhere, so I'm just gonna shut up, because I talked about it, but you know, it's a problem of not having enough shit to talk about. And Miss God's got it figured out. He's just like, he's got a way to tell people, and a few people think he's crazy, but he's got it under control. Everybody should take a few tips out of Miss God's book. He quite literally has a book, so you know. Book of Melian or whatever. Haven't read it yet. I don't like reading. Like, I don't know why. I just almost can't imagine myself reading at any point. I can read small things like maybe a paper, or not a paper, but an article, you know. And I can certainly spend hours reading many articles, but just hours reading the same book just doesn't appeal to me at all. I certainly used to. I used to be quite the avid reader. Of course, that's when I was in school and absolutely hated my life and did nothing but read while I was at school. So, you know, I had good reason to like reading, because it was basically the only thing they'd let me do. Because, you know, using a computer doesn't make you more smart. No, no, that's ridiculous. But reading a book, even a fiction book, for some reason, that makes you smarter. So you're allowed to do that. Logic. Delicious, delicious logic. For some reason, tastes like bullshit, but you know. Couldn't ever tell you why. It's mysterious. It smells like bullshit. I don't like school. So why is it that all the things written on the road are backwards? I know it's supposed to be that you're driving forwards, and so therefore you see the thing, and then your car moves forward, and you see the next thing. But that's never what happens. I always read it backwards. Miles per hour, 25. You know, it's just like, oh, what? And I have to flip it around in my brain. Ahead bumps. What? Oh. Just like, also apparently there's a difference between speed bumps and speed humps. Humps are like larger pieces, basically. They're just longer. And so there is quite literally a sign that says speed humps ahead. being the immature person I am, I laugh very heartily every time I see that. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta do that, you know? Gotta love some speed humps. Now, why is it that when I'm, like, slightly chewing something, I sound like I'm drunk or something? It's really weird. Like that, you know? Because I got stuff in my mouth. It's weird. It don't make no sense. You know? One thing I don't like about my phone right now, currently, is the absolute bullshit of, you know, not letting me do tethering or whatever. It's just bollocks. I mean, it's data. I can do whatever the fuck I want with the data you give me. So I have to root it and all that stuff and get the custom Wi-Fi tetherer installed. And, it's really annoying. Like, it's, if they were trying to set a rule, you know, what exactly wouldn't be allowed? So if I put a USB stick into my computer and copied files onto that, and then plugged the USB stick into my phone, which you can do with special cable, by the way, on most phones at least, and then copy from my phone to some internet cloud thing, right? Then I'm using data. Does that count as my computer using data? Is that not allowed? What if I have a USB cable directly running between my computer and my phone? Then is that allowed?
What if it's a data transfer cable and not a tethering cable? Where do you draw the line? It's just ridiculous. If I have Bluetooth running to my computer and it just so happens that the interface seen between Bluetooth and my computer sends data, but not directly data that the computer wants? Like, what if it's only one way? Then does it allow it? It's so bullshit. 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 Bowel shit. That doesn't even sound like a word. But whatever. I just like morphing my words to be more and more exciting. More and more exciting. That was creepy. That box thing, mailbox, it reflects sound really well. And so like the sound of my bag reflected back at me. And I thought that there was a bag in front of me, but I didn't see a bag in front of me. It was really creepy. It was weird. I mean, you probably couldn't tell because it's kind of a, I guess just mono is the best way to say it. I was going to say it's not an omnidirectional mic, but it actually is an omnidirectional mic in that it receives audio from all directions. It's just that it receives all the directions as the same audio. So you can't tell directions apart. So it's a mono stream, because mono, one stream of audio. I know technical terms, guys. I don't know what would happen if I did tell my boss about Tulpas. I mean, how would you even say that? It's like, oh, by the way, I have a person. I actually had two people in my head. Because I would almost guarantee that at least one of his responses would be, why are you telling me this? I don't care. You know? There's not really a reason to tell. Like if I was gonna tell him how many times a day I poop, I'd be like, I don't care. You know? Although to the whole Tulpas thing, he might have other reactions as well, you know. Quite possibly. So, I don't know. But again, maybe I don't need to worry about it. You know? Like, someone tells my boss, hey, one of your employees has got people in his head. I don't know. First of all, they'd have to really hate me. And they'd have to do quite some detective work to figure out where I work. And they'd have to figure out his email. So I don't know. Although with the voice recording, certainly isn't in doubt really. That's the thing. You know, maybe it wouldn't be too bad.
Oh man. I'm having some dangerous thoughts here. Thoughts of revealing who I really am. I tried to do a creepy voice. Creepy ghost voice. Sort of just sounded more like screaming. Sorry about that. So, I'll certainly make a rule for myself that I can't do it tonight. Because, I don't know, I'll probably think of something that makes it a horrible, horrible idea. Man, it's quite possible I'm just optimistic right now. So I certainly have to set a rule for myself that I can't have to think on it, you know? But, yeah, maybe it'll be fine, I don't know. I haven't said anything in a while, have I? I just sort of realized that I was off in fantasy land. See, I was thinking about, oh man, this is real fantasy. Oh man, Jean-Luc Walking becomes like super popular, you know? Thousands of people listen to it. And for some reason, I was imagining, like, I don't want to edit this. I don't edit this. Occasionally, I will edit out the very first few seconds where I, like, haven't started talking yet. That's about it. Even though sometimes I won't do that. And, thinking about, like, if I got super popular, right, there might be other people who would edit it. And then they'd, like, post their own version. And then I'd, like, tell people to donate to them instead of me because, like, it's probably make it a lot better if it was edited. Although, I don't know, if I was getting thousands of viewers, I might actually go through the effort of editing. So, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know, you know? But that was the fantasy I was going through. Yeah, just happens sometimes, I guess, you know, wasn't quite like daydreaming or anything, but, just thinking about, oh man, what if, you know, but anyway, I have arrived at my destination, so, that will be that's the end of the cast and stuff. So yeah, bye.